Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Very excited about having our good friend Dan Burris back on the show. Daniel Burris is one of the top experts on technology. He's a leading forecaster in that area and in business strategy. He's the author of many books, including his new book, which is Flash Foresight, which is just has been out this year, I think. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and he's our good friend. Dan Burris, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Dan, one of the things that that I've been doing quite a bit on the show for a long time now is helping small business owners get their heads as much as possible out of the trenches, out of the foxhole, out of the executing, out of the operating, at least for part of the week, part of the month, and think about strategy. Think about where you're going, how you're going to get there, what's coming at you from the future, where are the roadblocks, where are the landmines, how can you dodge these things so you can make sure that you're executing, when you do start executing, you can execute with fewer crises. And you're one of the best in the world helping small business owners actually pull off that future thinking. Talk to us about that.
Well, and as you know, I've started 6 companies from scratch over the years, and 3 were national leaders in the first year. All of them were profitable in the first year, so I don't just write best-selling books. I also do it myself. Matter of fact, the last company I started was in the summer of 2009 when we were right in the middle of the Great Recession, when I thought to myself, hey, why not start a business? So, and by the way, within 6 months, it was featured on the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and so on. So I think that to say that this is tough times, hey, if you think it's tough times, if you think it's bad, then you're not going to do the things you need to do. So this is not, this 30 minutes we're going to spend together right now, Jim, is not about crisis management, putting out fires, reacting to change. Let's shift here. Let's get into the amazing amount of opportunity. This is about opportunity management, because there's never been more opportunities that are fully predictable right there for you that you can act on and take advantage of coming up in 2012. So let's talk about how to make them visible and how people can see those opportunities. And first of all, number one I'll give you, and that is stop listening to all that news. See, bad news sells, good news doesn't sell. And if there is no bad news to report, they'll give you the anniversary of bad news. But what it does, Jim, is it creates a fog, and it keeps you seeing the mountain of opportunity that's in front of you. For example, on your last guest, you were talking about cell phones and smartphones. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you and I have been talking for many years now, and you know I was talking a number of years ago about the smartphone revolution, and a year ago I was telling you, even 2 years ago, that we would have the smartphone would become our main primary computer.
Absolutely.
Well, here we are.
Yep.
It is our main primary computer. 85% of the phones sold globally, we're talking about everywhere in the world, including Africa and the Middle East and South America, was a smartphone. So one of the things that you were talking about in this last program was very true, and that is you need to be really getting your website and everything designed to be optimized for the smartphone, because there's a primary shift. For example, we're at Christmas shopping time right now. Here's what's interesting. People used to go into a retail outlet, and they would shop and buy. Now they're going into the retail outlet, they're shopping, and they're buying, but they're not buying in the retail outlet. They're buying from their phone after using their smartphone to do a little comparison once they mm-hmm. find the product they like, and mm-hmm. they use their little scanner on there, they get a better price on the internet and buy it on the internet on the spot.
But you know, here's the thing though, Dan. I want to point something out. You said the only thing you said there that I'm not really going to disagree with it as much as I am going to give small business owners some comfort, folks. you online, especially when you're talking about the mobile apps and the mobile websites, you don't have to be the cheapest in order for people to do business with you. You first have to be relevant, meaning you have to be ready for them when they go there. Even if you're not the cheapest, they still may buy from you if you're only – maybe just because you're relevant and the guy who's cheapest isn't. And Dan, I really believe that being cheaper is not the only reason why people are using those phones. What do you think?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, what you have to do is realize there are many ways to compete, Jim. One of them is on price. By the way, Apple has never competed on price, and they've done
right.
Quite well. Thank you.
Exactly. Dan, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, Dan. Hold on. We're going to take a quick one, folks. Right back after these messages. We always get smarter when Dan Burris joins us. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To the velvet, underground, back to the floor.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.